Not all reunions go according to plan, particularly family ones.
Well, it's very nice to see you both again, I must say.
It's very nice to see you, George.
Yes.
How's your drink?
Well,
how about another one, then?
I tell you what, why don't we all go over to the pub?
No, no, no.
Time I stood around, George.
I don't really think that's necessary, Cliff. Offering you a little liquid refreshment is about the least I can do, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Cliff?
I mean, no. Oh, look, we'll be running you out of beer at this rate.
Oh, I've got a few more cans in the fridge. Laid them in specially.
Big deal.
Right.
Matter of fact, I was all set to cook you a meal. Kill the fatted calf.
Never mind about food. What about the money?
Will you shut up about the money, Cliff Edwards?
But it's time you were saying something about it.
Why should he?
Because half of it's yours. He's agreed the sale. We want to know how much.
Coming up.
Not now, Cliff.
Here we are. Nice and cold. You like to do the honours, Cliff?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Not that it would have been calf, of course. The meal, not even fatted.
No. Oh.
No, I'd got steak for you. Rump.
Rump, really?
Well, like I say...
Roger.
Thanks, Cliff. I thought you might just turn up for a bite.
Oh, what a shame. Rump steak, too. You were lashing out, weren't you?
Well, not every day you get back from Wales.
Maybe he's coming to money.
Yes.
Oh, they have paid up then, have they?
Cliff.
I was only asking.
No, not yet.
Oh. Oh, well, I suppose it'll be long now.
Let's hope not.
When are they opening, then?
Monday.
Well, then you haven't even seen the check. You're being a bit trusting.
Oh, I don't trust anybody. Not by a long chalk. I'm what you'd call a cautious man. But Ramesh is completely trustworthy, safe as houses. The sort of person I wouldn't hesitate giving an overdraft to. If I was the manager of the bank, that is. Which, of course, I'm not.
I'm very sorry about the meal, George. We should have rung you up as soon as we got back.
Never mind. I'll tell you what, though. Why don't we have that steak Monday night, New Year's Eve? Come over and eat it then. I'll get a bottle of wine. We'll have a bit of a celebration.
Well, it would have been very nice, George, but I'll be working, I'm afraid.
New Year's Eve? Mm. Oh, yes, of course, the pub. Well, how about tomorrow night, then?
He'll be working.
Oh, what about lunch?
Working.
You aren't going to do full time with the Wagoners, are you, Cliff?
Oh, no, just evenings. Only I said I'd help out a bit this weekend.
Well, as long as it doesn't happen too often.
What?
I mean, as long as you're not giving up the carpentry idea altogether.
No.
Well, it's a proper trade, a joiner.
His TOPS course starts next week, and he's going to stick to it, aren't you,
love? I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, yeah?
But not that it's anything to do with me, mind, but, well, I know what Kath would have liked.
And so do I. And I think we ought to stick to what she'd have liked. All round.
It's not a question of what I'd like, of course. What I want doesn't come into it, I realise that.
I didn't think you'd come to a children's birthday party, Father.
Well, Jeremy is my only grandson.
It'll be very noisy, and you'll only just be out of hospital.
Well, apparently I won't. You'll not collect him till the day after.
Well, I'll collect you earlier if you insist. But I think you're going to find it awfully tiring.
I can always retire to bed when I find it too much for me.
All right, Father, if you really mean it.
Well, I do. Jeremy's 8th birthday is not one I intend to miss.
Why?
Because it's perfectly possible, Peter. I shall not be around any longer by the time his 9th arrives.
Oh, really, Father?
80 years and 10 is our allotted span, which I happen to have passed already. You always wear a bit of an ostrich, my boy. Well, I'm perfectly prepared to face facts, even if you aren't.
Yes.
Well, that's settled, then. You collect me tomorrow.
Well, I think we'd better leave it till Tuesday morning, Father.
But what's wrong with Monday?
Well, it doesn't fit in with all the other arrangements we've made.
What arrangements? Would you mind plumping these pillows up a little, please?
Hmm?
They're really extremely uncomfortable. Oh, careful, careful.
Oh. How's that?
Slightly better, thank you. Oh. You can hardly blame me for wanting to get back to a down pillow again. Hospital pillows are made of solid concrete.
Well, they don't seem all that bad to me, Father.
At your age, probably not. I'm afraid as we get older, we become rather set in our ways. Little things matter. So I've got to wait till Tuesday, have I?
Well, we've arranged for Jeremy to go away on Tuesday night until the end of the holidays.
I see. So not only was I not to be allowed to attend his birthday party, I was not to be allowed to see him at all.
Of course you can see him, Father. He can come round whenever you want. It's just, if he's staying somewhere else, it's one less child around the place, and it's less for me to look after. I want to be able to give you a lot of attention.
Who's he staying with?
Well, Lynn and Matt.
I see.
Well, they were perfectly happy about it.
I'm sure.
No, really, Father. I suggested it to them the other night. We happened to be round at their place for dinner, and when I told them we were having you for a couple of weeks, well, it was the obvious answer. For them to take Jeremy.
And they jumped at the idea.
Yes, they were delighted to help out.
My dear boy, you're simply playing into Lynn's hands.
What do you mean?
If you're too obtuse to realize, Peter, there's absolutely no point in my attempting to explain.
Father, you...
Not an argument. I'm afraid I haven't the stamina. In fact, I think I should like a little nap now. Oh,
yes, yes, of course.
If you could just pour a glass of water for me before you go.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll be here on Tuesday morning then, Father.
You're coming to see me tomorrow, surely?
No.
Oh, well. I mustn't complain.
No, Liz is back at work tomorrow, and there's nobody to leave the children with. But don't worry, Mrs. Tandy will be coming to see you.
Oh, that's different.
Don't think we'd leave you without a visitor, Father, for a whole day. Well, 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 look who's here.
Yeah, you can't beat him, join him.
Hey, yeah, we got visitors, Donald.
Not you as well, George. We are honoured.
He's come to see how hard you work, haven't you, George?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly. What are you going to have, Shirley?
Oh, George, I don't know that I could after
all
that.
You've got to now we've come in.
Well, after that meal?
I know, brandy. That's what we'll have. A couple of liqueur brandies, Cliff, please.
Okay, tell you what, take those two bar stools there and I'll bring them over to you.
Thank you very much.
He does work, you see.
Well, not flat out, not tonight. We've got extra help, you see.
Oh, me.
Mrs. Brewer, I thought you were going back home today.
So did I.
Mr. Train.
No. How'd you manage to do that?
Well, you'll never believe it. Here, let me wipe the table
for you.
A bit wet,
kind.
Isn't it? I got stuck.
Stuck? Do forgive me. I never introduced you to. I don't know what I'm thinking of. This is my stepdaughter, Shirley.
Now, married to me.
And this is Donald Fitzroy's sister, Mrs. Brewer.
Oh, me, it's Jessie, please. Yes, it was very embarrassing. I got to the station in plenty of time and I rang Donald to tell him. And then I went to the ladies. And could I get that door to move? I couldn't budge it.
What, you mean you were inside?
Oh, for a long time, dear. They had to go and get the attendant in the end. And even she took quite a while opening it. Well, it could only happen to me, couldn't it? And when I came out, I missed my train. So, I came back here.
Never mind, Jessie.
Oh, I had a nice chat, though, with the woman in the one next door to me. Now, while she was trying to push from the outside, she was very helpful when I told her what had happened. Anyway, it was all about this sect she belonged to. She was into Maz Dasman.
Into what?
Maz Dasman. They worship by breathing. Oh, it was ever so interesting. She had to go before I got out, though.
Oh, there you go, two brandies.
Oh, thank you.
Still, it goes to show. It's an ill wind.
It is indeed. Look what it's blown us. You, Jessie, my lovely.
He's awful, isn't he? Is he like this at home?
Worse.
Wouldn't surprise me. He's been singing Three Old Ladies Locked in the Lavatory all the evening.
Come on, you know you like it. Donald's been trying to talk her into staying on for New Year's Eve, but well, we all have.
No. Oh, I can't really.
Oh, go on.
No, I've got to get home. I've got my vegetables to see to you. I run a little market garden. It was my husband's.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, one more day's not going to kill them. Come on, Jessie.
No, I can't.
Hey, go on. You two persuade her. Go on.
Why not, Jessie? It's a party. And like Cliff says, those vegetables will still be there when you get home.
Yeah, well, only Brussels
sprouts. Of course they'll be all right. You stay.
Well, you've talked me into it.
Dear one, well, just like that. What's George got that we haven't got?
He's the last straw, that's what. The one that broke the camel's back. That's just about all we need, Arthur, at the party.
Oh, I don't suppose it'll make much difference.
Oh, darling, of course it will. He's going to need a lot of looking after when he first comes out. And he doesn't really like children at the best of times.
Oh, he's devoted to Jeremy and the girls.
In theory, but not at close quarters.
Who are you talking about?
Jeremy, what are you doing out of bed?
Oh, I can't get to sleep. What are you making, Liz?
Meringues.
For my party?
Mm-hmm.
Well, aren't I going to have a cake?
Yes, of course you are.
Daddy's making that.
It's in the oven right now, as a matter of fact, and you, young man, ought to be in bed.
Oh, can I just watch Liz?
Would you want to help?
Yes, please.
Oh, really, darling?
Well, he hasn't got school tomorrow. He might as well learn to make himself useful. Now, look, you dip the spoon in cold water like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
So the beaten egg white doesn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a spoonful, and then you push it off with the other spoon, like that.
I see.
There. Okay, now you have a go.
Okay. Who were you talking about just now?
Grandpa.
You concentrate on what you're doing.
Is he coming to my party?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. There.
Good. Well done, Jeremy.
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's splendid.
I wanted Grandpa at the party. There's some other people I want, too.
Not this year, Jeremy.
Oh, why not? It's my party.
You're very lucky to be having a party.
Well, just one person.
No, I don't think we'll ask school friends this time.
But he's not a school friend.
No, it's just a family party.
Oh, that's all right, then. Because he is family.
Well, that's very kind of you. Did he? Tell him I wouldn't miss it for worlds, then, would you? Right. 4 o'clock then Tuesday. I'll be there. Thanks.
Oh, have you finished with the telephone, Rob?
What?
Mike!
Yeah?
Telephone's free.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Mr. Nash waiting to make a call?
He wants to get through to his publishers before he goes into work.
Sorry if I've been holding him up.
Oh, it's all right, Rob. He's just a bit anxious because he sent the first part of his book off to them before Christmas and he hasn't had any acknowledgement yet.
Oh, well, I hope he's not got lost in the post.
I don't suppose so. He probably got held up over Christmas, though. And I dare say they've only just got it.
What publishing firm is it?
Bolland and Jameson.
They're a bit grand, aren't they?
But they were very good with his last book. The trouble is, the woman who dealt with it's left.
Oh, well, I'd better be leaving too. I'm trying to get ahead for tomorrow.
You're not opening New Year's Day, are you?
In the evening. We're quite heavily booked too, so I'm trying to get a lot of extra sweets done this morning.
Oh, I'm glad I don't work in a restaurant.
Oh, it's not too bad. I've got the rest of the day off.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Just have a lazy day. About the first time Dickon and I will have seen each other since he moved in. Well, bye for now.
Aren't you going to put a coat on?
Oh, I'm tough.
Good Lord. Mike?
I'm coming.
Oh, dear. Is everything all right, darling?
No. I've got to go now. I'm late.
I thought you were going to ring Bolland and Jameson.
I did. Editorial meeting. Can't wait any longer. Bye, darling.
Well, you were very quick about it. What did he say, Mike?
Who?
What's his name?
Hemingway.
That's right.
Mr. Hemingway was not available. Mr. Hemingway was at a meeting. Mr. Hemingway will ring me back.
Well, had they got the stuff you sent them?
No idea. Presumably Mr. Hemingway will tell me that when he deigns to get on the blower.
Oh, well, if he's calling back.
My God, he'd better. I want a bit of action.